This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. This morning, we learned by way of the Commerce Department that the trade deficit fell in June by more than 6%. Now, why is that exactly? Well, first, imports fell slightly because we, the consumers, haven't been buying as much stuff this year. But really, a big reason why the trade gap narrowed in June is because U.S. exports rose. It actually hit a record. Marketplace's Justin Ho explains.
A big reason U.S. exports have jumped is because we've been sending a lot of liquefied natural gas, LNG, to Europe. Economist Philip Verleger at the Niskanen Center says Russia's invasion of Ukraine has forced Europe to look for alternatives to Russian gas.
The U.S. happened to be constructing new LNG facilities across the Gulf, and Europe is going to buy as much as they can.
Russia's invasion is also causing countries in Europe, the Middle East, and North Africa to look for alternatives to Ukrainian wheat and corn.
So the United States was able to see some export business pick up.
That's Naomi Bloom at Total Farm Marketing. She says the U.S. has plenty of grain. Parts of Iowa, Indiana, and Illinois have gotten decent rain this year. And Bloom says the U.S. is well equipped to export that grain, too.
We can send it out through New Orleans. We can send it out through the Pacific Northwest. We have grain that might be on the eastern part of our growing region that can go out St. Lawrence Seaway or go out those southeastern U.S. ports.
The U.S. isn't just exporting more goods. It's services, too, like travel. And that spending can count as an export, too, says Teresa Fort, a professor at Dartmouth.
And so some of the service exports we see are likely a tourist coming into the United States, right, and consuming services here.
And Fort says the boost in exports of goods and services is happening while the U.S. dollar is strong, making American exports more expensive. Fort says if that weren't the case, exports might be even higher. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.